It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
Make me wanna go ooh, 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 when you dance like that.
See what happens when you don't track your music, guys?
Not good.
It's Eric Church, Drink in My Hand. I think it's the last thing I played on Spotify. So anyway, no Kid Rock intro today. This is going to be an interesting show.
There you go.
I thought I was right where I was supposed to be on the music, but apparently operator error. There you go. All right, welcome to Speak Out, everybody. It's Tuesday, May 9th, 2023, and we have Lake Havasu City Manager Jess Knudsen in the house.
Hey, good morning. How are you? It's good to be here.
Great. Now that the man with the shiniest shoes in the building is here,
right?
Fire Chief People Office. Yeah. Dude, those are some, that's some serious shine you got on there.
I appreciate it. You got to look the part, Paul.
You do.
You hide behind the radio.
Well, I do, and you do uniform inspections, right?
We do. Yeah, we want to make sure that we look professional and provide the best level of service to the community. Mm-hmm.
Do you dry clean your shirt too?
No, the polo? No, my wife washes them.
That's good. Thank you. Well, dry clean polos look pretty sharp, man. But
do.
I don't see any starch in that, so you're good to go. But it does look dry fit.
Thanks. It is.
All right.
It's getting warmer out.
Is that, you know? I don't think we've ever talked about our attire before with Jess Knudsen.
No, I don't think we have.
But when you're from North Dakota, you got to get every edge you can, right?
I think the last time we talked about you talked about my attire, Paul, is over Halloween. He said you were going to dress as the city manager for Halloween.
Did I?
And I said, well, "What is that? How do you dress up as a city manager for Halloween?"
Uh oh.
And he said, "Just wear a cheap suit."
Nice. I don't remember that joke, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So, I would, you know, this joke might apply to you. How many city managers does it take to change a light bulb?
One?
Yeah. Just stand there and the world revolves around the light bulb. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. Don't forget Suns basketball tonight at Denver. Man, they went from every 3 days or 4 days to every other day, and now, man, the turnaround like that and going back to that high altitude, hopefully the Suns have found that winning ingredient, though, with Chris Paul being injured. It seems like they're running more.
Right, yeah, that's a nice one. And then Durant's doing what he got paid to do, right, is performing the playoffs.
Yeah, but I was watching CBS Sports, some replays on there on the Fire Stick, and they had five or six players, NBA players from different teams, and Devin Booker was one of them, and asking who should be the MVP in the playoffs at this stage, and Booker had a substantial lead.
Oh, is that right?
Oh,
yeah.
He's averaging 35, 40 points a game. The kid's on fire, man.
And efficient as all be it, too.
Right. So that game tonight, 7 p.m. tip-off, 6:30 pregame, and then we'll be back with the Diamondbacks tomorrow at noon. That's the pregame against the Marlins and the season finale, and then they go into four games against the Giants, which, by the way, we have four tickets to Friday night's game at 6 and Sunday afternoon's game at 1, and that's against the San Francisco Giants. Give me a call during the break if you would like to go to either one of those games. And anyway, it's the D-backs hosting the Giants, and the D-backs are 500 right now. They're hot.
Yeah.
They're hot, and they may be
half game behind the Dodgers, I think.
Are they a half game still? Because they won last night.
Yeah, I think I actually looked at it this morning.
Yeah.
It was half game.
Yeah, they beat Miami 5-2 last night. Mm-hmm. So D-backs are playing well, and depending on who's on the mound. And then they got rid of Madison Bumgarner, so there you go.
And then look at what they did last year. I mean, what a terrible team last year to turn around.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's looking good.
We were all shocked when Torrey Lovello signed the deal
to manage
the team another year. So anyway, that's all on 980 AM. 94.3, 100.5 FM. The schedule is up at KNTRSports.com, and we even have a Stanley Cup playoff game on Thursday, New Jersey at Carolina, and that's going to be a 4 o'clock face-off. So there you go. All right. So city business.
Yeah.
Boy, your ears were burning on Friday, right? Tell me about the courthouse, though. The breakdown of the cost on the courthouse, because I've heard $5.1 million on construction, and then I've heard there's a purchase price for the building. What's the total package?
Yeah, I mean, if you add all these things together, right, because part of this this process was that we acquired I took advantage of a unique opportunity. So the Havasu Fitness owners were retiring, and they were in the market to sell that property, so... So he took advantage of that that situation. We were, I think, one of like three bidders on that property, but they felt strongly that this was gonna that building would be put to good use if it was in the city's hands. So,
right.
The purchase price for that that building, as well as the land, by the way, which is adjacent to the City Hall complex, so it was just an ideal situation for the city. Purchased that building for $3 million. You wouldn't come anywhere near that price today. With the cost of the purchase of
that's
that.
That's bare bones without anything.
That's the building with the contents and the property.
So what happened to the gym equipment?
Gym equipment, we had some of it went over to the different fire stations. Some of it went over to the police station. And then the ones that were essentially that didn't serve the needs of police or fire, we put them up for auction. And I think we... about $200,000, I think, was raised from the auction of the equipment.
Yeah. Nice. So where are we at construction-wise right now?
In terms of cost or just in terms of timeline?
In terms of both, yeah.
I guess you asked about some of the cost, and then it was about a little over $6 million was the cost of construction that we're under contract with, and that's a guaranteed maximum price. It will not exceed that unless we agree to any change orders, which... hasn't happened to date, and we don't see that that coming. The construction phase is going very, very smoothly from that that perspective. Council did took a close look at utilizing that second floor and expanding that second floor to the degree to be able to use it for either a flexible multi-purpose space, a future courtroom, and in the meantime also could be used by our boards and commissions and our city council. So that that was about $1 million to get that that space constructed and ready for use from that perspective. So the project is going very, very smoothly. We've had a couple people come in and do some tours, and the takes that I'm getting from most of them is that they're surprised of how big it is and how quickly construction is occurring. You'll have two large courtrooms in that building when it's all said and done. A jury deliberation room, a jury meeting room, and then another virtual courtroom, all on the first floor. The space that we have at the county courthouse, while we're very grateful for the lease of the space from the county for all these years, they're running out of room, and we're running out of room. We are down to maybe one courtroom once or twice a week is what we get in terms of scheduling. Mm. So to go from that situation to what the new courthouse and the new location will bring the city is night and day. Council has been talking about it for a couple of years. Our Judge Clawley has been talking about it for a couple of years. Our court already operates a really stellar, award-winning Veterans Treatment Court.
Is Judge Davis in there as well?
Judge Davis works through the county court system.
Okay.
So it's Judge Clawley. So award-winning Veterans Treatment Court. We also provide a really effective youth treatment court.
Mm-hmm.
Both these treatment courts are designed to grab people at certain times in their life and surround them with mentorship and drug testing and counseling and other means of assistance to jolt them out of the court process. We don't want to keep arresting the same person over and over again. If we can take the time to provide them with the means of being a stand-up resident, and stop clogging up the court process and taking up the time of our officers and our prosecutors at the city perspective. This new courthouse space will allow us to take a look at maybe another problem-solving court, specifically dealing with mental health issues. Mental health is a big deal in Lake Havasu City. So this, when it's all said and done, the space will provide us with the ability to do all of those things and be able to grow into that building for many, many more years.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah.
And the reason Fire Chief Pete is here today, we're going to talk about the CTE fire program, correct?
Sure. Yeah.
That is in conjunction with the high school.
Yeah.
I think last time we talked about this, it was a little early. Everyone wasn't on the same page yet, and but now we are.
Well, the thing is, we've always been on the same page with the school district and the city, especially the fire department, is partner up to teach their career technical education program in conjunction with the fire department.
Okay.
So how it all started is they were looking for an instructor, and I belong to the Rotary Club on Monday, and there are some excellent individuals in my Rotary Club that basically work for the school district, Jamie and Andrea. They hooked me up with Marcia Becker, who runs the CTE program, and it was just a right timing, right place, and we came together saying, hey, we're looking to homegrown some individuals, get them introduced to the fire program, and what a great opportunity for us to get into the high school and get some of the kiddos that are interested in a career in the fire service, emergency medical services, to introduce them to that, get some credit for it. So we did a pilot program. We had an agreement in IGA for 2 years, and I can't believe how quick it has gone by. The 2 years is up, and Gina, our public education specialist, mm-hmm. has the administration of the program, and then we have our firefighters that off-duty that instruct for the program. And, we did our pilot program, and then we just completed our first academic year that ran the basic and advanced firefighter program, and it's been very, the enrollment's high, the interest is great, and hopefully our payoff is to see some individuals that are interested, provide them a career path, bring them over to MCC, get further education, get their EMT, get their fire certification, and then they have their foundation from us for what they've learned in high school, because
right. We
actually had two individuals in our original CTE program, Jaden and Jacob, that actually got accepted into MCC's fire service program right after high school. They're going to be graduating from MCC this month. And they were a prodigy of our CTE program. And you know what? I would check in with them once in a while, and they're like, Chief, everything that we learned in our program, because we condensed the first year into both programs, mm-hmm. they're like, it's a refresher for us. You've taught us everything that we needed to know. And in the academy, they just reinforced it. They did further practicals, and they're succeeding. So it's doing exactly what we wanted. And this year, we actually, after we completed our full program, the CTE requires the students to do a technical assessment. So it's like a written test.
Mm-hmm.
So they have objectives, and the teachers put questions together. Gina doesn't get to look, but she gets to participate in the objectives, what they're going over. And they had a written test. And it's just amazing that we got the results back at 13 students, 100% of them passed.
Nice.
That means that they got a 70%, 75% or higher. And for first time, I owe the credit to Gina, the instructors, and just the partnership up with the high school. There's a success program here. I mean, in the first year to have 100% pass. And there's other CTE programs around Arizona and Kingman and other areas too. And they did well too, but I mean, for us to have a 100%, the program just speaks for itself, and that's what we want to do.
Is this meeting with your goals as to when the program will bear fruit and they become Lake Havasu City firefighters or paramedics?
So yeah, the thing is, that is a long-term plan.
Right.
We're looking like 3 to 5 years, because the education itself, just going through the fire academy, it is roughly about 6 months, we'll say. The EMT class is another 3 months. And the thing is, that's the minimum we're looking for. Paramedic is another, almost 18 months. So you're looking for an individual to get all the education, get the experience, and then get them hired of us. You know, you're looking between, at least if everything lines up, 3 years.
But it's not just about education. It's about staying physically fit. You don't want guys that look like me or Jess, right?
Oh, well, definitely not you, Paul. I mean, Jess.
Hey, now. least,
I love when you throw those softballs up.
No problem.
But the thing is, yes, but here's the thing is giving them an opportunity that some of us might not have had. I never had this opportunity to look at a career. And the Career Technical Education Program does police, culinary, welding. I mean, they have so many programs there for individuals to look at where they want to go. You know, not saying college is for everybody, but we still need HVAC electricians. And those are great occupations because we need them.
Right.
But it's giving them a start. And the thing is, especially the career path is our partnership up with Community College, Mojave, is great too, because we have also a partnership with them where they come and do their field experience, the EMTs and paramedics, to do ride time with us when they're going through class. So the thing is, it's just being part of the community, having these partnerships, and showing that, you know, we want them to stay in Havasu. We want to give them a career and an opportunity to work for us.
Well, there's always that chance that the student finds that career that they want and then go to college and get that management degree or business or whatever it is they need to succeed, you know, with bank loans and just the realities of starting a business.
Sure.
So there you go. How about some Brass Monkey?
There you go, the Beasties.
You like that? All right, he's a Beasties guy.
I noticed. I didn't know they listened to that in North Dakota. But,
How else would you stay entertained?
Yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. We've got City Manager Jess Knudsen in the house, along with Fire Chief Pete Palafis. We'll talk about more city business when we come back. You can ask a question as well. 928-854-KNTR. 928-854-5687. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back on Speak Out. This song was brought up in the break. I guess it's part of what? Guardians of the Galaxy, what?
Yeah, I took my boys over the weekend to see Guardians of the Galaxy, that Volume 3, and it was in there. So that was actually a pretty good movie.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn. No sleep Gotta till love that.
Yeah.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Les Olson IT. Got to take a break for this. Just got to pay homage, you know. Anyway, Les Olson IT is online at lesolson.com/Kingman and by The Chair. Havasu-style dining and great music with live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere overlooking the London Bridge. It's The Chair. Say hi to Dallas and Danny from the Speak Out crew. They're loyal listeners, too.
Are they?
At least I know Dallas is. Absolutely.
I saw that commercial or that Facebook video they had out there for the... what's the business they have right next door with the macaroni
the
and
cabanas?
Cheese? The macaroni and cheese place.
Oh, that place is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, really, really funny video that they did there, kind of making fun of us, Spicoli.
Oh, right.
Fast Times at Richmond High.
You know, they say when you try to put superfluous details into a conversation that you're kind of being like your dad.
Okay.
But you're good. You were trying to figure out the name of the business.
I was trying to,
I was going to say, if you were trying to figure out what day you saw that commercial, that would be, that'd be a little different.
There you go.
You know, like the progressive guy, right?
Yeah.
Trying to be like your parents. Exactly. if you haven't checked it out lately, folks, KNTRtalk.com is getting quite a bit, speedy. Check it out where we stream live, and our show archives are there as well as this one, which will be posted by Junior, like right after the show. You know, that's what we call our junior production assistant. Junior, That's Marissa, who you always shake my hand really hard, like an arm wrestling contest, and then with her it's all dainty.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that all about?
That's just being polite.
You afraid you're going to break it?
I want to hurt you, Paul.
Don't forget our archives are on the Lake Havasu City app as well. Available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. Well, if I shook left-handed, this hand's just giving me fits lately. So
yeah.
Thank you for not shaking my left hand.
You're welcome.
You would have broke it, for sure, for sure. So, okay, I got a question about the assistant to the city manager, that
sure.
position
yeah.
that hadn't been filled for a long time, and now, of course, Anthony's there. What is the importance of that job? There's the grumbling around town when you live in a small town. What's that position for?
Sure, yeah. I know it, Anthony does a lot of great things for the city, most of it kind of behind the scenes. But that position started a couple of years ago. So he's the assistant to the city manager, also the PIO, serves in that capacity. He's the intergov for the city as well, too. So any legislation that we're following, working with our lobbyists, working with League of Cities and Towns or other cities, and obviously our local elected statewide delegation. Also oversees grants, all grants for the city. Also oversees our transit program for the city, and serves as our special events coordinator. So all special events applications are routed through Anthony's office. And then in his free time, there's special projects that are assigned to Anthony that he does a really good job with. Several years ago, I believe Havasu had an assistant city manager. So this is this position is one step below that. And for several years, that position didn't exist with the city. The funding for that position took place when we had a special events coordinator that was working out of our Parks and Recreation Department.
Mm-hmm.
He left the city and left a vacancy. So we used the funding for that position to fund this position to do special events and all the other things that I described. So it's a much more all-encompassing in terms of responsibilities and roles that are there.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If you look at the comparison of other cities that are similar to Lake Havasu mm-hmm. City, you're going to find probably 6 to 8 different people in the city manager's office. In Havasu, it's Anthony and myself. Jerry Bracamonte serves
that's pretty much your boss.
Jerry's my boss, right?
Right.
But she's in charge of the calendar and all the things that happen my office, but mm-hmm. also works with the mayor and all of the council members and their efforts. Also oversees the social media and all of those aspects that take place in terms of filming for different Channel 4 videos and productions that are there. But if you compare what we do in Havasu, we're very, very lean compared to Bullhead City.
So he's
Bullhead City has 2 assistant city managers.
Oh,
and
really?
They have assistants that work in their in their office for them.
Right.
And Anthony is able to run circles around them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I know he came from Bullhead too. Where wasn't he the legislative liaison?
So that when I say intergov, that's what it is. So
right.
Legislative liaison or intergov is the city term for that position. So yeah, he worked in that capacity in Bullhead and did some good things with legislation and doing that for Havasu here as well.
You guys have almost identical taste in music, right?
Oh no, we're the exact opposite.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
He likes that country music. Yeah.
So it's not the assistant city manager; it's assistant to the city manager.
So if you look at to become a city manager, sometimes when I started off as a management assistant, and then I was promoted to assistant to the city manager. And eventually promoted to assistant city manager or deputy city manager. So that's kind of the progression, and then obviously up to city manager. So that's kind of the historically and traditionally that's the route to that office. And Anthony has aspirations to one day be a city manager,
yep.
So he's paying his dues and working his tail off in Havasu to help the community, but also to better himself and build the skill set that he needs to someday be a city manager.
So the best route to that is a bachelor's with an emphasis on public administration?
And then a master's in, so bachelor's in public policy or a similar type of bachelor's degree, and then a master's in public administration or an MPA. So
I wish I'd done that, Chief. You know that?
I did it.
No, yeah. I've seen some of the golden parachutes from past city managers. Holy moly.
Here we go. Jeez.
No. I'm not throwing that out. I'm just saying.
Play the music, Paul.
Very good. That was my other ear talking. Yeah. That wasn't Chief Pete, by the way. All right. We're going to get to city business that's happening tonight. City Council, of course. Meeting starts at 5:30 now.
5:30 now. And we have a budget work session on Thursday, too, so we can talk about both of those.
Beautimus. Mm-hmm. All right. We're talking to Lake Havasu City Manager Jess Knudsen, Fire Chief Pete Palafis. Give us a call, 928-854-5687. Still have those Diamondback tickets to give away. I have four tickets. They're lower level for Friday or Sunday. I'm told they're about 20 rows up.
Really?
Right about 10, 12 feet into the outfield by third base.
Okay.
Yeah, nice seats.
That's
I've
fantastic.
Actually sat there before. They're very nice seats. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out, 854-KNTR. Give us a call. Got kind of random there, right? Yeah, get all mellow after the, you know, just to mellow out the guys in Bullhead so they don't come after you.
Sorry, Travis and Eddie in Bullhead. Yeah,
we're saying that Anthony could run circles around him.
I'm a little biased, but
we got a request from Chief Pete for Horse with No Name just to drive his kids crazy.
Yeah.
This is what you listen to on the way out from Chicago, huh?
Yeah. It was definitely a long trip with four kids, two dogs, and a trailer. So
right on.
Yeah.
Was Granny in the rocking chair?
Yeah,
too?
Up on the roof.
Chevy Chase.
No, like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, Beverly Hillbillies.
I think it's National Lampoon.
Oh, I was thinking that. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. But nobody died.
No, and no
dogs got dragged behind the vehicle.
Yeah.
Everybody made it.
Yeah.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College. Sun Power by Esme Electric. They'll be on the show tomorrow. SamsGuns.com. The Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. By Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys since 2006. And also featuring those self-service doggy washes, conveyor belt not included. That's a Jim Russell joke. He was comparing the doggy washes to car washes.
Okay.
Chaining them to a conveyor belt.
Pretty
funny sight for radio, actually.
It's visual for sure.
And by Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 52 years, older than the London Bridge. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Mark and Brian, but he had the two gentlemen from America. They had on the show live in the studio one time at KLOS in Los Angeles, and they did a lot of hits like this, acoustic, live on the radio. It was amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah, America.
Paul,
remember
I'm from Chicago, so I would never listen to that.
So you listen to superior rock stations, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. For Metro Chicago. Yeah. I'm sure there's some interesting stations there. So what is it? The big item on the agenda tonight is the Park Avenue Rezone. Is that for a multi-family use project? Did I read that?
There's three components that are tied to it, and this is the lot that's on Park Avenue, which is over by the Aquatic Center. Everybody knows where that's at, Aquatic and Community Center. And then right behind that is the new Home to Suites. Is that the hotel that was recently constructed. And so now we're talking about the lot that's right back behind that one.
There's a lot going in there. Pun intended.
There is, yeah.
But there is a lot of activity going on.
A lot of activity in that site. So the project that'll be up before the council this evening would be a minor amendment to the general plan, because it doesn't include a component tied to residential. And then a rezone for that property as well, too. So from what I understand, we're talking about a project that would include commercial retail on the first floor with some parking on that first floor as well, too, to take advantage of some of that that space that's there. And then would have two floors of residential condos or multifamily type of housing that would be on the second and third story.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at, I think it was either 20 or 24 units that would be a part of that project on the residential side. And it would also include a pad for a restaurant at that on that same site as well, too. So you have a restaurant, retail, and a residential component tied to this project.
There's just so much going on there excavation-wise in that. And so with this Park Avenue project, what's up for consideration tonight?
For that exact project that I just described.
Okay.
So that they're looking for a rezone to allow for that that project to take place.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is on the agenda tonight?
You know, on that's the agenda, that's probably the biggest.
Is this a light agenda?
It's a little light in terms of, newsworthy, I guess. There's a lot of great things that are happening on this agenda that provides us with the ability to provide services to our residents, so that you know, from police, fire, development services, public works, the purchase of a what's called a Vactor trailer, so a small little trailer that's like a giant shop vac, basically, that allows us to clean out meter boxes and provide service to the community. And then some every year and every couple of years we have to come back and recommit to the use of our CDBG funds, our community development block grant funds.
Nice. I almost threw a flag on the play.
I saw it. I saw your eyes, so I had to beat you to it.
It's not me. Yeah. I know what CDBG means.
Yeah. So, so that's on the agenda as well, too. So, lots of good things happening from that regard. We had last month, we had the work session, council work session for the budget, and we talked about the capital improvement plan or the CIP. And so those are some of the one-time projects that were discussed as part of that effort. And then on Thursday, so just in 2 days, Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, will be the second budget work session, two of two, unless council wants to continue the conversations in a work session format. And at that point, we're talking more so on the ongoing budget, the day-to-day operations, and what does that look like? So, there'll be a presentation coming from staff, lots of questions and comments and direction coming from council, and of course, any public that would like to attend can provide their feedback and comments on the budget. So, now, if you want to see something, you want to see the city do something and invest in a certain area within the community, this is the time to talk to this is the meeting to come to. Throughout the year, you know, we hear conversations occur between residents and the council and my office up and down the organization with the different department heads and city employees. We do coffees and we solicit input and feedback the best way that we know how. But in terms of, if you want to see something happen at the city in terms of investment of resources, this is the meeting to attend.
Now, we talked to Ashley Wood yesterday from United Way, Chief Pete.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the community health workers, which is the grant-funded program with the city grant money. And she was talking about the availability of some of those health workers 24/7 in crisis situations. Is that something you're working with United Way on?
So the group that they have, I haven't attended a meeting yet. I know I have one coming up.
Uh-huh.
But any resources that can assist us with serving the community, we'd be more than happy to explore those opportunities with them. What I love about Havasu is that we have many resources that are finally trying to come together as one and unite instead of having duplication after duplication. But the fire department, we definitely have some areas of concerns that could assist us just with further resources after we provide care to them. So We don't have to keep on getting called back. So I know I have on my calendar sometime to meet up with them and kind of explain what needs that we have, but what we actually do operational wise for the citizens after an incident or after a serious call, that we can provide them some resources.
Right. That was part of the big concern, was that after the fire department leaves, after the paramedic leaves, on what a lot of people will experience as one of the worst days of their lives, obviously.
Sure.
The Red Cross might take over, but that's temporary. Then what?
So, the thing is, the Red Cross, yes, it is temporary, but at this time, they're so far away, but we will actually assist up to a point of time to if they need a room or, and again, here, if they need clothing. The charities for the firefighters to charity have a card that will provide them, at least get them through the night. And then we work with the hotels here to get them there to have at least a place to sleep if, you know, they need essentials. And then the Red Cross will come out and then provide them further assistance with their needs. But again, I look forward to working with them and see what resources that they can provide and kind of streamline the process too. If they need a little bit quicker services, if Red Cross can't be there, maybe we can use them as a resource. So it's a great thing for the community.
Jess, let's go over some road projects. I know there was one on Lake Havasu Avenue recently. Is that still there where they're working with that water main they were tearing up? And I know when I went on my birthday lunch, it was to a restaurant over there on Lake Havasu Avenue. Had to take the detour around and that sort of thing. So what's the status on that?
That project is completed, so that's very good news. You know, every time we do road construction projects, we just appreciate the patience of the business owners and the public when it puts them out for a period of time. But now we can all enjoy the outcome of that project. So that was on Lake Havasu Avenue from Acoma to Palo Verde Avenue South, I believe. Was part of that project. Everybody sees the pavement and looks at that and is fascinated with that aspect of the project. But the vast majority of those dollars were actually to install a new water main underground, and all brand new laterals or connections to all the different accounts on Lake Havasu Avenue, all those businesses. So moving forward, we'll see a whole lot less breaks. And a whole lot less inconvenience to the customers and business owners in that area. So,
you know, I got a text recently from a listener Jack. He texts in a lot. He calls in a lot. He's our new Kenny, by the way. Huh. And there was a lot of excitement a year ago, 18 months ago, about aloe coming in.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? Are they still having I know they were having problems with state lands and getting the access for the main fiber line coming in. What's going on with that now?
So, I mean, aloe's been at full speed. I mean, how many aloe trucks have we all seen in the community just driving around?
For sure.
They're at full speed. And last time I spoke, they were bringing some of their other staff and personnel from the Yuma area out to be working in Havasu and making that investment. So I think there's like 20 open permits with aloe right now, and we need to shrink that number so we can get some things that are finalized before moving on to the next one. But that just shows the volume of work that's being done with aloe. So they're doing two things, right? Is they're building the infrastructure within the community, trying to connect every household business to their network. And then they're also trying to run their own line so they have some duplication.
Mm-hmm.
Up to, and I don't know the exact specifics, but, you know, from Havasu up to the 40 and beyond, to connect to the source of internet. That's a very technical term. So when they're running that line out north of Lake Havasu City to bring fiber into the community, they did go over a couple parcels, or needed to go over a couple parcels that were owned by the Arizona State Land Department.
Right.
Sounds like they've made my last communication was one of the L employees just last week, and I did ask them about that, and they said that it looks like they're in pretty good shape. I think they have one small bump to get over, but they're hoping to see that through by in the next 30 days or so. So
maybe a good topic for Tri-City Council?
Sure. We talk about aloe and fiber at those meetings. Aloe impacts Kingman and Havasu, and then the co-op provides that a similar service up in Bullhead City.
Mojave Electric Co-op,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. I meet with Ron Foggin, who's the city manager, doing a good job up in Kingman. Mm-hmm. We try to meet at least once a month, and so we share some stories in terms of the investment and the infrastructure and progress of Allo in our respective communities, and making sure that we're doing what's right by them, but more importantly, what's right by the city infrastructure and our residents as well too. So.
The reason I was concerned about it, though, was not just the text that I got. Was I get email updates from Allo on service and that. And when I go to their website, I go to pull down Lake Havasu, and it's not there as far as rate structure goes. So I thought that was kind of interesting and just curious at how far out they are. Do you know a timeline possibly for service? And they do have sales office, correct?
Yeah, so they have an office in the downtown, right? They're not part of the city, so I'm not privy to their internal operations.
Right. But you know everything else. So.
what I know is the updates that I get from Allo.
Right.
And I think the update I got was they're hoping to connect their very first customer here in the next couple of weeks. So what does that mean in terms of citywide? And the question every Allo employee I'm sure gets, because I ask them too, is like, when am I gonna get connected?
Well, I'm hoping, because like everybody else, at least for me personally and somebody else I know, $20 increase in service from their competitor.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, no notice, rate hike request from it's not the PSC here, it's the Corporation Commission. Mm-hmm. Nothing like, it's just a random, here's that higher bill, Mr. Consumer.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that extra competition kind of brings the their competitors down.
Hey, the best company provides the best service win. I mean, that's what it comes down to, whether it's Optimum or Allo or Frontier.
Wirefree.
Wirefree, thanks. Yeah. That's the one that I was trying to remember. May the best service and the best business win. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So the most exciting aspect of Allo coming into the community was it's going to provide some competition, which is pretty phenomenal.
Absolutely.
And it's the Corporation Commission doesn't oversee the rates for internet or for cable services.
No, I know that.
The only thing they oversee is for these companies is the landline, the phone. That's it. How archaic is that?
They get a sweetheart deal from the FCC too, as far as streaming goes. But that's a whole nother story.
It is.
When Paul Gosar is here on August 8th.
Okay.
We'll be sure to address that on the show with
him.
So, I'm told from a birdie, and I can't tell you who the birdie is, that Jess is one of only 15 certified city managers in the entire state with 92 cities and towns. How does that happen?
Yeah, so that's a process that takes place. There's many more that are retired or that are retired in Arizona. Thank you, Mr. Birdie, for putting that out.
So you're
there.
Saying out of 92 cities, there's 15 that are certified, and the difference retired?
There's many that are certified that city managers that have since retired.
Right? I got you.
I work hard to maintain my certification and take a lot of pride in the tenants that are described in the ICMA. So, this International City Managers Association.
Well, the crowd sure approves, and they're in San Quentin.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
A little Johnny Cash for you.
Perfect.
Anything else you guys want to get out before we take our last break of the hour?
No, appreciate being here.
Yeah. You bet.
Yeah, Paul, thank you, and I'll see you Monday.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Right?
I think so.
Unless you send one of your battalion chiefs.
I could.
Thanks a lot. Then it won't be the Dia de los Dos Jefes.
It kind of will be. They're chiefs.
It'll be one chief and one battalion chief. We'll have to figure out
chiefs,
the
right? yeah.
Spanish translation for that.
You got a week to figure that out, Paul.
Less than.
True.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Got a notice yesterday from the Havasu Community Health Foundation about sports physical vouchers that are available. Sports physicals, the vouchers are available at the Havasu Community Health Foundation in the Shambles Village from 8:30 to noon while supplies last. You're going to want to call 928-505-1030. It's limited to 40 vouchers. So there you go. Again, it's 928-505-1030 for no cost, not low cost, but no cost sports physicals. All right, on tomorrow's show, again, we have the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce and Esme Electric. Thursday, Brian DeVincenzi is coming in for the Kingman Street Drags. We'll have Brian Springberg as well, so it's a pair of Brians on Thursday. And on Friday, of course, District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.